This is HPR episode 2694 entitled Bandit Update. It is hosted by NY Bill and is about 12 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, any Bill does a quick episode to mention there are new over the wire, Bandit levels out.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is NY Bill, and I'm back with a follow-up to a previous episode that I did. Where was that? HPR 2138, where I mentioned a war game called Bandit. So, in case anyone doesn't know, a war game, well, there's different styles, but this particular one is you SSH into a server, and you have a particular level goal. And your level goal in this one particular is to get the key to the next level. Once you get that, you can just log out and then SSH into level 2, use that key as a password, and then you have a level goal there as well. I played this, this episode was October 12, 2016. So that's 2 years ago now, time flies. I remember when I recorded that one, I was like in the middle of going through the levels. Maybe somewhere in the teens. But I was having so much fun with it, I just wanted to share it with everyone so maybe they would have fun. And, you know, maybe if some of us had gotten stumped somewhere on a level, we could have, like, talked about it. And, you know, how are you approaching this? How are you? Anyways. But that was way back when. I'm not going to give any spoilers, but this would have been a spoiler up until I found this recently. This is hard to do episodes about this game because I don't want to give a spoiler. We talked about this in our 2600 group and our lug, and different guys were playing through it. And I would go up to them and I would say, when you get to level 27, let me know what you found. And that was like a little cryptic way for me to see if they did in fact make it to level 27. Because what level 27 was it just said there is no level 27. So that was a bit anticlimactic, and I was bummed. I wanted like the closure of finishing the game. But, you know, it was what it was, and I had so much fun. I forget how I did it. I don't know if the guy had a donate link or I used PayPal or something. I sent the guy who set this up $25 just because I had that much fun playing the game. Used to be back in the day, I don't game anymore, but, you know, back in the day, you'd pay 30 or 50, it's probably more now, for a game. I had this much fun playing this one, playing through this one. I just figured I'd support the guy. So, anyways, last week, I'm going through my laptop, and I'm just cleaning out bookmarks, because, well, if you're like me, you bookmark everything, thinking you're going to go back to it and actually read it. But you only go back to maybe a third of them. Anyways, I'm cleaning out my bookmarks, and I see Bandit. And for some reason, I just clicked on it, and I was surprised to see that there are new levels out. So how many are there now? There are now, it goes up to level 34 now. So I was like, oh, you know, nice. I'm going to, you know, get back into 27, and I'm going to continue where I left off. You know, I was excited to get back in there, and then my head hit the desk. What I mentioned in the previous episode, I can remember this because it happened to me twice. I started playing Bandit when someone told me about it at our Linux user group. And I played and I went through, like, I don't know, 5 levels, let's say. And I had the key to go to level 6. And I just shut the lid on my laptop. I drove home. I opened the lid back up. And I lost the key because it was in the clipboard. So since then, and I suggested in the previous episode, every time you get a level key, put it in a text file. And then what I would also do in my text file is mention like a little bit about how I solved the level, or if I had to do anything, any little custom thing, I would, you know, just make a little note to myself. Well, about a year and a half or 18 months ago, I bought a new laptop. I did this original, when I did the episode previous in 2016, I had a Lenovo X230, and about, I don't know, 18 months ago, I bought a Lenovo X260. And what I do when I get a new rig is I'll just leave the old one on the shelf for 3 or 4 months until I'm sure I don't need anything off of it. You can probably see where this is going. About 2 months ago, my sister goes, "Do you have any old laptops?" Her kids are getting older and, you know, 11, 12 years old. "Do you have any old laptops the kids can use?" So I had an old Dell that was my wife's, and it had, I think, Windows 7 on it. So I gave them that one. And then I remembered the X230, so I took it, and I realized I didn't need anything off of it for all that time. So I just wiped it fresh. I put Linux Mint on it. I made my brother-in-law root. I gave my sister and all the kids their own accounts with their own passwords. And all, those two laptops went over. What was on that laptop was all my keys. So when I saw that there's new levels in Bandit, I wanted to go to level 27 and pick up where I left off, and no. So if you play this, if you go through these levels, save your keys and save them in a good spot. Or you're going to do what I just did, which is Saturday, I started from level zero again. Now, I recall in 2016 when I went through this, when I played through these levels, I'd do something along the lines of, you know, like level-wise, got it, and then I'd hit a level that would just stump me because it's something I never had to do before. I've been using Linux since the late 90s, but it's always just my single system. It's my desktop, it's my laptops, it's my whatever we're going to do with the plural of VPSs. I've got two of those, but I just set them up and they're serving stuff. There's no users on them. So every once in a while, I'd get to a level in Bandit that had something user specific where you have to manipulate something of another user's. Those are the ones that would, they'd hold me up for a night or two nights. Or I remember being up at 3 a.m. with one of them because I woke up and I realized something I could try and I went right downstairs. So yeah, you might lose sleep on this game. However, apparently playing through this back then taught me things because on Saturday, I got up to level 18. And then on Sunday, yesterday, I got up to level 25. So, you know, I was just banging them out. I knew how to do some. Some I remembered how I did in the past, but learning about some of these commands in the past, it stuck with me. So this is a fun way to learn. You're going to learn something if you go through these levels. So I'm on, oh, but there is one level that still gave me trouble. Level 20 gave me trouble. I remember it giving me trouble back then. And it gave me trouble yesterday because it's something I never, ever have to do. And I hadn't done it since 2 years ago when I did it with level 20 in Bandit before. So apparently I've forgotten how to do it in the meantime. So I thought I knew how to do it from the previous time. So I'm banging on the server. I can't say what things I was doing because it would be a little bit of a spoiler. Anyways, I was end mapping their server looking for a port, and I realized I wasn't getting anywhere. So you can do this too. If you're going through these levels and one of them gets you stumped and you're getting frustrated, you know, take it as a learning moment and go find someone's blog, which is just what I did with this level 20. And I just started reading just one sentence at a time, not the whole entire solution to it, but just enough. And I realized, this is where I was going wrong. I'm just going down the wrong rabbit hole. I'm thinking about it the wrong way. So I did have to do that on level 20. I remember doing it on level 20 2 years ago. Maybe it'll stick this time. I don't know, but we'll see. I probably will never have to do this again. Anyways, I'm on level 25. I'll get through that today. Level 26, I remember, and I remember my solution to it. However, that script and a little file I used was on that laptop as well, and that's wiped as well. So I'll 26, I'll have to just re-implement my solution, and then I'll be at a fresh level 27, and I'm looking forward to that, to the new challenge. Okay, so again, I'm sorry this is so quick, but there's not much I can say about it, like, level-wise. It's just the fun you're going to get out of this is if you actually play through it. So if you do get stumped, and I said you can, you know, go look for someone's blog. If you want to email me and say, hey, look, I'm stuck on level 13 or something, I'll send you like a little, have you tried this, or have you read about this command, something like that. Not a spoiler, but just enough to kick you in the right direction, if you want. Or we can talk in the comment section, but we probably shouldn't talk about this in the comment section. It might be like a spoiler for other people. But, all right, so that's all I have to say. Sorry again about the length of this. I usually try and do mine, about my HPR is about a half an hour, but these come off about 10 minutes or so. All right, so my email is nybill@gunmonkeynet.net. We can talk in the comment section. I'm looking forward to getting to level 27 today, and if you play through this, happy hacking.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.